So did Kyrsten Sinema win that race, or did Martha McSally lose that race? And are we headed for a blue-tinged, at least tinged, Arizona as Democrats pick up some ground here? Joining us is Arizona political consultant Emily Ryan of Copper State Consulting. Emily, I just want to play something real quick here. This is after the debate between the two of them. Martha McSally kind of laying out her case against Kyrsten Sinema.
Her calling Arizona crazy. Her saying that we're the meth lab of democracy, and then saying it's okay for people to join the Taliban.
Was she too shrill, and did she attack too much, or did Kyrsten Sinema just end up being that likable of a person?
I think Kyrsten Sinema ran a flawless campaign, and clearly she came up with the winning strategy, going after those people in the middle, Republicans who wanted to vote for civility, independence, and of course she held her Democrats. I think it was just a flawlessly executed campaign.
Wow. So that leads me to my next question, which is, is Kyrsten Sinema an indication that Arizona is turning more blue? You know, we're going to have a lot more Democrats being elected here, or is it just the fact that it's Kyrsten Sinema?
I think we're seeing indications that Arizona is certainly turning purple. You know, we've still got a balance of Republicans holding the House and Senate here at the state level, and the governor, and a healthy dose in the statewide races. But we're seeing a balance. And to me, that says we're going very independent and purple. And that means both sides are going to have to start putting up really strong measured candidates. That pandering to each party extreme just might not work anymore.
Yeah, it also might mean that we're going to see a lot more political ads, right?
Possibly. But if the voters truly punished Martha McSally's campaign for the outside money that came in with negative ads, I mean, everyone does that because it works with the voters. If the voters start showing us that that doesn't work anymore, maybe we'll see less of that.
Maybe we can all hope, right, Emily?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, Emily Ryan, Arizona political consultant, Copper State Consulting, and one of our Valley political experts we rely on here at KTAR.